British police say there's no evidence linking the death of Russian businessman Nikolai Glushkov to the poisoning of former Russian double agent Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia in Salisbury earlier this month. Although British police haven't named him, they say his death is being investigated because of associations that the man is believed to have had. One of them, Boris Berezovsky, was a close friend of Mr. Glushkov. Berezovsky was found dead in his bathroom in 2013 with an inquest recording an open verdict. Now, a two-year investigation by BuzzFeed News in the UK could cause the files of 14 deaths to be reopened. Investigations editor Heidi Blake spoke to Sky News about Glushkov's death.
Clearly, at this point, there's no evidence to suggest that that is connected to any of the other deaths that we've identified, links to Russia on British soil, or to the poisoning of Sergei Skripal. But clearly, this is an individual who has previously angered the Kremlin, who's sought political asylum in the UK because he didn't feel safe in Russia. So it's good to see that death being treated seriously, for sure.
Ms. Blake says over the past 2 years, they've found overwhelming evidence that 14 individuals had received threats from Russia and had shared their concerns with police. Many had been the target of previous assassination attempts. She says in all cases, there is classified intelligence that US agencies have passed on to MI6, linking the deaths to Russia.
But we have some questions about how exactly the police will be able to help, given that in many of those cases, there's no crime scene evidence, critical, autopsy evidence either wasn't gathered or will have been lost, and witnesses will have been, will be long gone by now. So I think in many cases, opportunities to investigate will have been lost.
British Home Secretary Amber Rudd says some of the cases may be looked at again.
My priority is this incident, the investigation itself, so we get all the information as quickly as possible, and also the safety and security of the people in the community, which is why we have such close coordination with the Department of Health and with Public Health England. In terms of the other question, in terms of other investigations, there will come a time when I will need to satisfy myself in terms of getting assurances from the police and other investigators about them. But this moment, my priority is on the investigation itself.
Britain's deadline for an official Russian response to the poisoning of Sergei and Yulia Skripal is looming. It comes after Prime Minister Theresa May said it's highly likely Moscow was responsible for the poison attack on Sergei Skripal and his daughter. But Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov claims the British government has refused to provide Moscow access to materials related to the poison attack.
The country being questioned has the right to access the substance to carry out its own analysis. This is what we asked for as soon as the rumours started being spread by practically every member of the British government that the substance Skripal was poisoned with came from the Russian Federation. We also asked for access to all the facts associated with the investigation, given that one of the victims is Yulia Skripal, a Russian citizen, but these legal requests were more or less refused.
It's believed Sergei and Yulia Skripal were poisoned by the nerve agent Novichok. Vilmir Zayanov is a Russian scientist who worked in a secret laboratory developing the chemical. In 1992, he revealed a program of chemical weapons experimentation in Russia going back to the 1970s. He lost his job at the secret facility and was later arrested, but was eventually allowed to relocate to the United States. Mr. Mizayanov says he feels guilty he was involved in Novichok's development and that exposure to the nerve agent could prove fatal.
It's the same nerve gas, but at least 10 times more powerful.
Is there a cure?
No cure. No. No.
So once you're exposed, that's it?
That's it. No cure.
Matt Connellan, SBS News.